He had the look.
As does our next guest have the look. I'm telling you
what. Here comes a handsome man wearing more than just Tom Brady underwear, though. He, just to be clear to everyone who cannot see him, he is fully dressed. He is Bobby Okereke. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Nice to meet you. Yes, sir.
Outstanding linebacker
Bobby,
for the Colts.
Bobby, good to see you. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
She's Carla. I'm David.
And we're super happy that you're here.
Yeah. Glad to meet you guys. Happy to be here, too.
Yeah.
So love to talk to you about the Colts. I mean, what a sort of strange season from afar, but you were in the room. You can tell us how it all went down. Starting the season with Frank Reich and seemingly all the pieces there, but lacking a quarterback, Matt Ryan brought in to be that quarterback, and then things really didn't go as planned. Walk us through what that was like.
Yeah, just a lot of, I guess, unforeseen struggles. Run game, which has always been a staple for us, wasn't as productive early on. Protecting the quarterback, you know, they say it takes all 11 guys on offense, and that was a struggle for us early on as well. Tough for us to be productive offensively. Had a you know, pretty unfortunate stretch of losses, and then, you know, the front office made the decision to end up firing Coach Reich. And, you know, I love Jeff Saturday. I thought he brought great energy, brought great accountability. I mean, he was like a Pro Bowl player, team captain for a long time, so he understands how to be leader of men. It's just an unfortunate, you know, situation to come into. You know, as a head coach, you want to instill values, principles, and it's hard to do that midway through the season, especially when the team's already losing.
We're talking to Bobby Okereke of the Colts, the outstanding linebacker drafted in 2019. That was the question I've been dying to ask you. When it was announced that Jeff Saturday would be the head coach, all of the external world, the media, the talking heads, the chirping was, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened. And yet, there you were in that locker room, and in walked this man. You probably hadn't even met him before, probably didn't know him very well. In walked this man, you had this public perception and criticism, but the internal reality is, we now got to get going here. What was that disconnect like, and how did you guys manage that as a team?
Yeah, I mean, he understood the situation. Like, he's got to come in and gain our trust. So that's what he did. He really explained who he was as a player. He was an undrafted guy, you know, first one in, last one out type of guy in the building. And he said, that's how I'm going to coach. I'm going to coach you guys hard with no excuses. And from a player's perspective, you know, obviously with all this adversity going on, you want to have the mindset, you know, of adapt and overcome. And, you know, for the team to have the best chance of winning, like, you have to embrace this guy as your coach and really just bring everyone together. So I thought we did a great job of that. Older guys and veteran leadership, you know, kind of led the way. And, you know, we did what we could in the midst of all those circumstances. Yeah.
Well, Bobby, clearly you are a Stanford grad. You are so smart. You're so intelligent. You get emotionally everything. You get it. You can thank me later because I am a cradle Raiders girl. And we handed you your first victory with no problem. I mean, I don't think it was 48 hours for Jeff Saturday to go from the booth to the sideline. And I'm like, dang it, Raiders. You're really going to be that much of a gift giver for the Colts.
And she's still upset about this.
I'm still upset about it, but I'm happy for you.
A very hot start for us, yeah.
And I have to say, it's so fun to watch the Colts on Sunday because reading your name, no one could pronounce it. But I don't know if you know. It is said so often because you are such a star.
Thank you.
Bobby Okereke this, Bobby Okereke that. I'm like, wow, this is really cool. Talk about going from, you came from college football at Stanford under David Shaw, whom I adore. The Pac-12 is not the SEC. It doesn't get that same love. It's going to start getting it if it's the last thing I have to do about it.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
How was your transition from Stanford and a good program, but not a championship program at that time, to the big bad world, the big, fast, speedy, smart world of the NFL?
Yeah, it was a quick transition. You know, I was very fortunate to have a great defensive coordinator and a great linebacker coach and Matt Eberflus and Dave Borgonzi. Obviously, they're in Chicago now, hoping to have a lot of success. But they did a really good job of, you know, just bringing me along, teaching me how to play with intensity and play with speed. And I also had really great guys in my position group, Darius Leonard, Shaquille Leonard now, and Anthony Walker. Both of those guys did an amazing job just bringing me along. And really teaching me, you know, how to play the game mentally and physically. So, you know, much respect to them for bringing me along. And, you know, a lot of stuff that I play with today, I learned from them.
That's amazing. And you know what? That's a good – you set a really good example for this next draft class that's coming in. Like, don't dismiss the guys before you.
Not
I mean,
at
look
all.
At Pat Mahomes sitting underneath Alex Smith for basically an entire season. Do you know, you also saw, too, Bobby, this season, the rise and fall. I bet it was really interesting to watch Matty Ice and how he navigated. I mean, he is a NFL MVP.
Yep.
He's been to the Super Bowl. He's, you know, been through it all. Like, just such an incredible. He seems like a workhorse. He had a crazy peak and valley season. And to see someone seasoned, how did he handle it, and how did that speak to the rest of you all?
Yeah, he's just people say, like, he's perennial pro, but, you know, I have nothing but the utmost respect for him. I mean, he comes in from day one, and he's a guy that, you know, can lead the troops, and, you know, anybody on the team is going to want to go to war with him. And, you know, obviously just, you know, circumstances had some, you know, performances not up to his standard. But, yeah, especially, you know, when Coach Reich ended up benching him and, you know, Sam was named the quarterback, and then Jeff came in and said, okay, Matt, you're the starting quarterback again, and all those changes.
He
really didn't flinch. He's a guy, you know, he had his same process of preparation throughout the whole week, and he kept that mentorship role, whether it was for guys in the offense or the quarterbacks or the defensive guys. You know, he was really one of our strongest leaders on the team, and, you know, I gained a lot of respect for him.
Well, that's great.
Outstanding linebacker of the Colts, Bobby Okereke. So we've only got about 2 minutes before we got to go to break, but I want to ask you, when you look around the league at top linebackers, who impresses you? Who do you look at and say, yeah, that's a guy I really respect and think I want to play like him?
Yeah, Fred Warner.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He's a stud. You know, just really dominant in the Mike linebacker position, holding down the middle. Roquan Smith, very instinctual, very athletic linebacker. And then, obviously, Shaquille Leonard. I think, you know, when he's healthy, he's the best linebacker in football. He makes tackles all over the field, and he takes the ball away. So, he's very productive.
Okay, I've got about 30 seconds. I want to ask you, your pick this week, who do you see winning the big game?
I got the Eagles. I think they're a very complete team. I got some buddies on that team as well. But, you know, I think them and Nick Sirianni will get the win.
Let's see, you won Carla's heart right there because she's seeing Eagles all the way.
I have. I've followed Jalen Hurts since high school. I love his story. I love what they're doing. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Let's fly, Eagles, fly.
Well, we shall see. All right. He is Bobby Okereke. Bobby, really appreciate your coming by, and best of luck
Absolutely.
To you in your career and
Keep
the Colts.
Killing it.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys get it going.
If I have any time, I just want to shout out Callie Strong. This brand I'm wearing, it's a female-owned brand by Jennifer Archiveria. She's in San Diego, and they have one of the best product designs, really just supporting kids and supporting military. So they're a great brand in Orange County, San Diego. So shout out to them.
Well, I saw that, and I'm a Cali girl. I'm going to grab some of that.
Cali's
good looking.
Thank you, Bobby Okereke.
Yeah,
take care.
Appreciate it.